CJ, how do I do Google My Business? So today we're going to learn Google My Business. Are you ready?
Buckle up.
So this is how you get on the map of Google. You've got to be there. You've got to be there. Google, of course, is the number one search engine and the number two and the number one maps, and it integrates with so many other things. You've really got to be there. Now, there's a lot of other websites and directory listings to mention, and so I'm going to offer you my free scan tool, scan.gilbertstudios.com. Put in your business name, address, phone number, and just see how you show up online. This is going to do a free scan of like 60 to 80 of the top listings and just show you where you show up and what that info is. If you have questions on how to fix that, let me know and I'll help you with anything that looks skewy in your report. But for now, this just gives you a good peek at everything going on. Today, we're just focusing on Google My Business. So let's set it up. Let's set up your Google My Business. Now, there's two ways to get started, but basically it involves the same one step. You're going to claim or create your listing. If you find that your listing already exists, you can claim it. And if it doesn't exist, you can create it. So there's two ways to begin this process. You can either search for your business like I've already showed you before through the web, through google.com, or you can go immediately to Google My Business, sign in, and then search for your business. So it works either way. Let me just show you this way. So remember when we were on this page, Gilbert Studios, and that knowledge card popped up that said, yep, we recognize this as a business. There is a little link right down here that says suggest an edit or own this business. So own this business. That's the link that you'll want to click to claim this listing. Once you click that, Google is then going to want you to sign in. If you already have a Google account, you can sign right in. If you do not have a Google account, you can create one for free. You can create one for free using any email address that you have, or if you want to, you can also create a brand new Gmail address to use with your Google account. I would recommend that. I like Gmail, and I think that it's great to have a Gmail specific address, but it doesn't have to be. It could be any email address you have access to. You can use that to create your Google account. Once you've either created an account or signed into an account that you have, it's then going to want to verify that you are who you say you are and you are the authorized representative of that business. So there's a couple ways to do that. If they already have your phone number in the listing, they're going to want to use that. Either call you or send you a text, and it could work in. And then you have to prove it by they give you a code and they either call you and then they tell you to put in the code, or they call you with the code and then you put it in through the computer. So somehow they're going to make a call to you and give you a code and want you to give them back that same code to prove that it really is you on the other side of that phone number. If the phone number thing does not work, it's an old number, or you're unable to do this thing, even if it's like a receptionist that's at this number, you know, call her, warn her, see if you can do a, you know, be on the phone with her and say, okay, I'm gonna hit the button, expect the phone call, and then be able to tell her the code is 42, get ready to put it in. So it is gonna require a little coordination if someone else is answering that phone for you. And if the phone option doesn't work for you, you're gonna have to do it a slightly longer way by using the mail. They'll send you a postcard in the mail, takes 5 to 7 business days, and when you get it, you can come right on back to Google My Business, type in that number, and you've verified your listing. So in some way, you need to verify that you are who you say you are, either by the phone number or the address that they have on file. That's the first step, claim your listing. Now we're going to talk about customizing your listing. And I want you to see this as a progression. You don't have to sit down and do all of these things at one time. The first thing that you could do is go ahead and claim your listing, and that would be enough for your step one. Give yourself a week to get that card, whatever, whatever, and then you could go back to it and do these other things. So I'm going to show you two depths of customizing your listing. And again, you don't have to do it all at once. You could do just this first step right here and then do the second part of the second step a week later. So don't feel pressure to do all the stuff all at once, but instead give yourself permission to set this up over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. Make it something you come back to and you add another service, you add another little thing. Google likes that. Google likes to see you build your profile up over time. So don't feel pressure to do it all at once. Okay, I thought that was important to mention. So here's the things to customize in your listing. Number one, your business name. Don't be clever. Use your business name as much as is your legal business name. Do not try to stuff this with keywords. People get in big trouble when they try to take advantage of the system and load extra keywords into this name category that is not their name. So use my highest recommendation, use your actual business name and don't be sneaky or tricky. Use your real name. And if you're a type of professional that uses your actual name as your business name, like a doctor or a realtor, that's okay. You use your full name with your full credentials as you should. And yes, you can have multiple listings, one to represent the doctor's office as a whole, and then one for each doctor that may be inside that listing. That's slightly more complicated. Give me a call if you have that kind of a situation. But for most people, you're going to use your real business name. And then the business category, this is really important. You want to pick your highest level category. You want to pick the most specific and yet the most broad category that you have. I don't have any other specific advice to say, except when you get to this spot, guess. Start typing your best guess for your business category, and Google is going to suggest which categories are in the system and which ones they allow. Now, here's the thing. You can set a primary category, and then you can come back and add a couple secondary categories. So you just want to pick your number one thing to be your main business category. And I want you to think of this as something that you're never going to change. And I also don't want to say you can never change it, because you can change it, but it's best if you never change it. It's best if you know what your primary category is right from the start, you pick it and you stick to it. So just pick your best category that you can. You'll be able to add other categories. I'm going to list your address here. Again, you can list your physical address that you're located, especially if you're a brick and mortar business. Super ideal. You want to do this if you can. Number one choice. But if you don't want to share your address with the world, that's okay. You can still share it with Google to get that postcard in the mail, but then you can choose to have your address hidden from your listing and instead use a service area. So this allows you to set a certain number of miles from your home, or you can program in a county or a city, and so that you're targeting a certain area. So I've done both. I've listed my actual address on La Mesa Boulevard, and I've set my service area as roughly San Diego County, probably, because I can help anyone in that area. I can help anyone nationwide, but that's what I'm doing here locally, is I'm showing my address in La Mesa, and then I'm showing a service area of San Diego. Phone number, and I've got a little S after that, because you could have a couple numbers. You could have your main number, you could have a toll-free number, you could have a fax number, and there's spots for each of those things. And again, just do the simplest thing to get started. Just put your main phone number for now and come back and do the rest if you need to. Your hours are really important, because Google will show people when you're open or closed based on the hours that you program in here. You have a spot for a website. In fact, a couple of them. List your main website. You may have a booking website or appointment website or something else. There's a couple spots in there too. Again, do what you can do now. Come back to fill in the rest later. Description. The description field is awesome. You definitely want to write in a description for what your business is. And key point, this is the spot for keywords, right here in your description field. Don't stuff them in your business name, stuff them in your description. No, don't stuff them anywhere. Instead, use real human language to describe the services and products that you offer and what you do and the people that you do it for. But chances are, if you're doing that, you're going to be using the right keywords for your business. And this field is the best place to put them. So that's 2A. That's like the first stuff to customize. I'm going to give you more, but again, remember, you can come back and do this later. You don't have to do it all. at one moment. So when you want to keep going, you can enhance your listing with these additional things. When you're ready for it, you can create a profile short name, which is kind of like the address bar at the top. So it's going to give you a random thing right off the bat. But when you're ready for it, you can come back in and change that name so that it looks really nice in the Google address. For example, mine's Gilbert Studios, right? So I could tell it's google.com/maps/Gilbert Studios. I don't know what it is right off the top of my head, but that's what it is. That's what the short name means. Special hours. So yes, you can list your regular hours, but then you can also list special hours. Holidays, for example, if you're closed on a particular Monday holiday, you're going to want to list that. If you specifically tell Google, I'm closed on this holiday, on Labor Day, on Memorial Day, it will know that and it will display it assuredly on its results. But if you don't program that in, Google's going to guess, and it's going to show this little notification that says, they may be open, they may be closed, we're not sure because it's a holiday. So if you do program that in advance, that's good to do, and it will only help Google give the right information. There's other spots for products and services, other great places for your keywords. Here is where you can actually list out each individual product that you offer and or each individual service that you offer. This is the place for your keywords, folks, because people could be searching for these specific products or services, and we want to make sure that they're on your listing so that people find you when they're searching for them. A couple other things are there, something they call highlights, something they call options, and you'll see if you don't select any of these things now, people can suggest them. Like they might say, you have a wheelchair ramp, you have accessible bathrooms, there's a couple other boxes that people can check or you can check. Again, it's not mandatory to do any of these things right away, but it does help you fill out your profile over time. You can also add photos. We talked about all the photos you can add. There's many kinds of photos that you can add. First of all, there is the identity, which is your logo and cover. Do I have another slide on this? I sure do. If you're in the photos tab right here, you can see there's a bunch of these topics along the top. So you'll notice that the identity tab lets you choose a cover photo, which is the picture that shows up at the very top, as well as a logo. So in this case, you can see I've got both my logo and my cover photo right there. You can add interior pictures if that's appropriate for your business, or exterior pictures if that's appropriate for your business. You can show at work section. So that's like on the go action shots. If you're a restaurant, this is your, you know, happy waitress serving happy patrons their delicious looking food. For me, I use that as kind of a portfolio section. So I show other websites that I've created or other projects that I'm working on in the at work section. And there's even a section for team if you want to show who works in your office, who works as part of your staff. And that's a great thing to do because remember, people choose the familiar. So let them see your pictures, encourage them to look through and get familiar with you. That leads them to wanting to do business with you after they become more familiar with you. And you can add video. You can add video that you have on YouTube. You can add video that you create on your own. You can add like commercials. You can even add a 360 video, which is a special kind of video where people can do like a virtual tour of your space or office, if that's appropriate for your type of business. And I just showed you a little bit about what that looks like here. And then once you've done all of that, and again, you could do what I just said over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. That is not something that you have to do all at once. But once you've done this, here is the next greatest thing you can do with Google My Business. Not only do we want people to find you, stumble across you if you're looking for your type of business, we also want to encourage your customers to leave you reviews. As you encourage your customers to leave you these quality reviews, it can dramatically boost your ranking. And let me show you, once you've signed up, there's an easy way to get to this. There's a box right here that says get more reviews. And when you click on this button that says share review form, it's gonna give you this link. See, there's my page name right there, right? g.page/Gilbert Studios. So you can copy this link, you could drop it into an email and say, hey, favorite customer, would you just leave me a quick review? Would you just write a few things about why you love me? Would you just write a few positive words about your experience here on Google? And I'd really appreciate that. And you can send this link directly to someone, you could text it to them. They even have a couple built-in options if you want to send it through Facebook or Twitter. This is the place to do it. You go to your homepage, you click click the share review form, and boom, you get this link that you can email or text to someone. This is gold because as you build your reviews, that's going to only enhance your listing. And the more people leaving more positive reviews, the better. What questions do you have at this point? I know we went over a lot of material and I gave you a lot of stuff to digest. You are welcome. You are encouraged to watch this video 7 times to get every little nugget. And I know it's going to be one of those things that you may need to take multiple passes on. That is to say, feel free to you know, rewind to the beginning of the video and just watch that first step to help you claim your listing or create your listing. It's kind of the same process. If it doesn't already exist, it's the same boxes to create your listing as it is to add the info to your listing. So let me know if you have any questions on that. Let me know if you need any help at all with this particular step. And again, give yourself permission to do this over the course of multiple weeks. Just do step one. Just claim or create your listing. It's going to take some time maybe to verify, especially if you've got to get that postcard in the mail. That's fine. Come back to it a week later, then build in your basic information. You can set up your basic information kind of at the same time you're claiming your listing. So that's your website, your phone number, your category, your hours. Do that stuff right off the bat. It's good. And then come back a week, a 2-3 weeks later to keep enhancing your listing with those extra photos, with those extra things that are available. That's what you want to do. Build it up over time. And then if you have any questions at all about the whole process, I want you to come right back here to Ask a Web Geek and let me know how we can help you. All the links and details to the podcast, to the Facebook, to the YouTubes, to the everywhere can be found at askawebgeek.com. Askawebgeek.com. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. I appreciate your attention. I hope you found some value in our show today. It was action-packed with information, so do give yourself permission to watch it over and over again. Watch just the piece you want today, take action on that, give yourself a break, come back later, take the next step. Give yourself permission to work on your business in increments, because if you think to yourself, I have to do everything right now, what if you do nothing? That doesn't help you in any way. So just take that one step today. This video lives in time on the internet, so you can always come back to it at askawebgeek.com or the Facebook or the YouTube. It's going to be saved right there for you, so you can watch it over and over again and get every little nugget that you need. Thank you so much for your time and attention. Thank you for being part of our community. Thank you for building what you do and for helping the people that you help. And thank you for allowing me to help you help them. Help me help you. Help me help. Thank you. Thank you for helping me help you to help them. Something like that. At Gilbert Studios and Ask a Web Geek, we understand the internet is a jungle. It's too easy to get lost and fall down the wrong path. You want to hire a well-trained guide, join up with a tribe of people who can lead you through and get you where you want to go. Have yourself a wonderful week, a wonderful website Wednesday. Let me know how we can help you and support you, and we'll see you next week in the web jungle. Help me help you. Help me help. Thank you. Thank you for helping me help you to help them. Something like that. Thanks for being part of our tribe today. We'll see you soon. The internet's a jungle. Roar. Bye for now. Thanks for being here.